The scripture this morning comes from Luke 9:57-62. As they were walking along the road, a man said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus replied, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." He said to another man, "Follow me." But the man replied, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Still another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family." Jesus replied, "No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God." If you will stand remaining for our praise song. Good morning. If you would join me in opening prayer. Lord, I ask you to open everyone's hearts today, and I ask that you help us forget about any pain or worry or doubt that we might be feeling today. And Father, I ask that your Almighty Spirit, it speaks through us like a strong gust of wind. So powerful and strong you are, Lord. It's because of you and what your Son did for us that we are set free, but only through you and your almighty ways. Amen. As you can see, the title of my sermon is The Burger King Way of Church. I have a video to show you that might help explain a little better of what I'm trying to say.
First Trinity Unity Community Church of the United States. How can we feed you today?
Hi, I'd like a 25-minute sermon and some upbeat worship music, please. Nothing too crazy, though. And I don't like to stand until the very end.
Certainly. Please drive forward. Have a blessed day.
No standing until the end, right?
Of course not, sir. Here at FTU, CCUSA, we get your order right the first time, every time, all the time, and on time until the end of time. Have a blessed day. Welcome to First Trinity Unity Community Church of the United States. How can we feed you today?
Can I get some children's ministry, please, with games? Lots of games. And can I have some movies, too, but please, no VeggieTales, because... Girls, I don't like the VeggieTales songs. They get stuck in my head. Okay? Then I'd like the multicolored fishy crackers, please. Not the plain gold ones. We've got those at home. Okay, we've got those. And a cry room. Do you guys have a cry room?
Certainly.
Okay, can I get a leather chair and surround sound, please, in my cry room?
Certainly. Can I interest you in some of our John the Baptist gummy locusts for your children?
No, thank you.
Have a blessed day.
We want the new buddy Christ, Mom.
Yeah, buddy, we want it.
Welcome to First Trinity Unity Community Church of the United States. How can we feed you today?
I need a parking spot. I need it not too far. Keep it out of the sun. I want donuts. I want them fast and fresh. Okay? How about two clapping songs and a small group that only asks the get-to-know-you question?
Certainly.
Oh, and the greeters, I want them to smile, no handshakes. It's too close, too soon.
Well, certainly. Can I interest you in some everlasting Jesus jawbreakers to help share your faith today? They're everlasting, just like our lives with Jesus.
No sharing faith.
Yeah, I heard you guys were doing drive-thru confessions.
That's correct.
Well?
Oh, worry not, my friend. You're forgiven by the blood of the Lamb. Welcome to First Trinity Unity Community Church of the United States. How can we feed you today?
Well, you can start by playing more Carmen songs. Mega Christ Church of Newport has one every single week. We can't even have one? You've got to be kidding me. This place
is a joke. Their worship band would kill your worship band to praise off. Mega Christ Church rule!
Welcome to First Trinity Unity Community Church of the United States. How can we feed you today?
Who's teaching?
Pastor Wilkes.
No, I'm not so crazy about him.
Oh, I meant Pastor Johnson, of course. Sorry for the mix-up.
That's more like it. Now look, I don't want any of that Old Testament business today. I want to focus on the New Testament.
Well, of course, sir. The Old Testament God is me.
I mean, he is a lot happier now, so let's focus on the present.
Certainly.
I want some creative illustrations. I want to laugh a little bit, but not too much. I want my communion crackers broken for me with 100% with 100% natural grape juice. I know that stuff last week was from Ken. You think that's honoring to God?
No, sir. Of course not.
I didn't think so. And I want to feel encouraged and uplifted and affirmed this week. And look, I want some healing from my bunion. And I don't want to be challenged too much. Just a little bit, okay? Because I'm challenged enough during work.
Certainly. This is a safe place. A happy place.
I'd be a lot happier if you had something in the fifth row or so.
Certainly.
That's what I'm talking about. Have a blessed day.
First Trinity Unity Community Church of the United States. We get your order right the first time, every time, all the time, and on time, until the end of time. How can we feed you today?
Well, we can't have it our way. Even though we want it our way, we have to do it God's way. And most people don't want to do it that way. They don't want to do it God's way because his way is harder, more challenging to the mind and spirit. And his way might take us on a self journey that is hard, challenging us daily in our faith and doing his will and not our own. Now, you don't have to raise your hands. But how many of you almost didn't come today because there was something that was keeping you from coming to worship this morning? Was it exhaustion from a long week, frustration and stress because of some deadline you have, or was it the mere thought of being able to sleep in? We all make excuses not to come to church. We think that if we miss a Sunday here and there just because we can, I mean, we can get a God high from a worship song on the radio, a TV preacher, or reading our daily scripture verse that we get by email. Now, don't get me wrong. These are all good things. And God loves when we reach for him in all ways possible. I don't know about you, but I need church. I yearn for it. And when I miss a Sunday or two due to vacation or sickness, I'm not 100% satisfied. And I feel like I am running on half empty. Let's look at it this way. When you are tired or in a hurry and don't make the time to go inside to eat your food, you take the easy route and go through the drive-thru. I've done it many times because it's more convenient for me. I mean, who cares if I am wasting gas waiting in the drive-thru line or releasing more fumes into the environment? I am only going through the drive-thru because at that moment, it's all about my needs and my wants. But if I would take the time to go in and order my food and sit and enjoy watching the children playing, the elderly man drinking coffee, and the teenage couple sharing a milkshake, who knows? God might even give me a witnessing opportunity, even in Burger King. But only if I took the time to open the door instead of driving past it. We do this every day, not just with our food choices or the luxury purchases we make, but do not need to make. But we do this with church. We look for a church that fits our needs, not God's needs. Now, as you saw in the video, we make requests. And these requests suit our needs and our family's needs. But not necessarily God's needs and what God needs us to do to strengthen his kingdom. In the book, The Radical, David Platt says it best. He says that we're settling for a Christianity that revolves around catering to ourselves, when the central message of Christianity is actually about abandoning ourselves. Let's look more closely at Luke 9. See, these men were all about following Jesus. But first, they needed to take care of some things before they could just take off and share the gospel throughout all nations. Jesus understands we have needs, families, and desires. But we must remember that at the cost of following Jesus, you abandon everything. Your needs, your desires, even your family. The meaning behind this scripture might sound a little crazy, but not everyone is called to sell their house and move to Africa and become a missionary. However, we are called to do something and give up something that we're not going to want to do. But we'll give it up if Jesus is our one and only desire. However, a lot of us might brush it off or ignore the call from God, the call that keeps ringing and ringing and ringing until we answer the call and say, "Yes, Lord." When we finally answer his call, it's a great feeling. And then when we find out what all the call entails for us to do, we say, "Not now, Lord, I don't have the time." And we do things our way because it's easier for us. But guess what? Our way doesn't work. In Burger King's slogan, "Have it your way," it doesn't cut it. In order to find out what we are called to do, we have to do it his way. And that might require more energy and more time on our part, but it's worth it, and the reward is never ending. God will make the time for you if you make the time for him. Let me repeat, God will make the time for you if you make the time for him. Maybe you're thinking, "God, I really want to help out at the soup kitchen or lead Bible study at the prison, but that just doesn't fit into my work schedule right now." If we let him, he will arrange what we are supposed to do in a schedule where everything will fall into place. Here is a personal example. As of May, I am now certified to teach disciple Bible study at the prisons in Western North Carolina, and anybody can do this, I promise. And I plan on teaching a class at the local prison downtown, but I am worried that I can't fit it into my work-school schedule. But I have a deep desire to do this and to go into the world and shine God's light. And I know God will time it perfectly, but when he gives me the green light, I better go, or I might miss my God-given opportunity to spread his word. Are you ignoring God's call, or are you waiting patiently by the phone because you are ready? It's not about our timing. It's about his. Remember in the video the guy in the red car who said, "I don't want any of the Old Testament business today. I want to focus on the New Testament." And the lady on the intercom replies, "Well, of course, sir. In the Old Testament, God is mean." And the guy says, "I mean, he's a lot happier now, so let's focus on the present." I read an article once and talked about God in the Old Testament and God in the New Testament. The gist of the article was about how in the Old Testament, God was mean-spirited and quick to anger. And in the New Testament, Jesus was all about love and patience, compassion and tolerance. This article talked about how many Christians and countless non-Christians believe that God in the Old Testament and God in the New Testament were two entirely separate beings. But they weren't. God the Father and Jesus are simply different presentations of the very same one God. But we must remember that God is a God of love, and he does love us. He's loved us since the beginning of time, and he will love us till the end of time, and even after that. His way is the only way that works, and his way is the only way that we will find ourselves satisfied and fulfilled. If you will join me in closing prayer. Lord, we don't want it our way if our way leads to destruction and leaves us wandering lost in the dark. Lord, we want it your way because your way leads to life, truth, and eternal happiness. Amen.